Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
This show is made possible by the following sponsors.
You want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at the low price of $19 a month with no contracts. NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. They do it right. Naper Settlement this next weekend, I should say, August 21st and 22nd. Mike and Joe and Simply Elton will be on the grounds of beautiful Naper Settlement for Naper Nights. Tickets are still available. You can go to NaperSettlement.org. Thanks, guys, for sponsoring the Dolly McCarthy Show. And to Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. ArthurMurrayNaperville.com. Hey, if you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, the first lesson is free. Yeah, we're all about the free stuff on this show, aren't we? Okay. Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Bricconi's. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. Give them a call or check them out. I don't even know if you need to call them. Just go in there, unless you want to order takeout. Call them at 630-717-9530 or check out Bricconi's.com for all the delicious offerings they have there. Thanks to the Naperville Trolley and Tours for sponsoring the Dolly McCarthy Show. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music. Enticing guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at www.877getlimo.com. And mention the Dolly McCarthy Show to Mario, and maybe he'll throw in, a keg of beer in the back of the limo or something. I don't know. I'm kidding. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by Homebridge Financial Services. Hey, is purchasing or refinancing a home part of your summer plans? If so, call the experienced mortgage professionals at Homebridge Financial Services for a free pre-qualification. Interest rates remain at historic lows and home values are on the rise. Their mission is to simplify the mortgage process, and they're proud to be your partner for the path ahead. Give them a call at 630-404-4272 to get started today. Again, that number is 630-404-4272. Homebridge Financial Services. Thanks, guys, for sponsoring the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Folks, this is Joe Diffie, and you're listening to my friend, the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, everybody, it's JT Hodges, and you are listening to The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, I'm Justin Moore, and you're listening to The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hi, I'm Jamie Lynn Spears, and you're listening to The Dolly McCarthy Show.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody. It's The Good Show, The Dolly McCarthy Show. The Good Show, as I like to call it, where we bring you good news and good guests and at least one good laugh every week on the show. We like to, hey, did you hear that laugh in the background? Pat, come on in. You know, Pat Lanzini is here. We got a great show. First of all, I'm really thrilled to put this show, we got a new studio. We were in Oak Brook, at the studios in Oak Brook, WCKG Studios in Oak Brook. Can you get in, Pat? Tim, I think she needs help. She's trying to get her chair around. And but now we've moved to a new studio in Naperville, and it's actually on the campus of NIU, my old alma mater, but not the one in DeKalb. This is the Naperville NIU campus. Anyway, so it's a little tighter here. So I've got a packed studio, and I'm thrilled to have Ronnie B. Elvis in the house.
How you doing, Dolly?
Fantastic. Hey, Ronnie. It's good to see you, Elvis.
It's always great to see you, baby.
Yeah, I wish. Oh, thank you. I wish we had the cameras going
on
here, because you should see his outfit right now. Elvis is looking pretty hot here.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me we're not going to have a video going on here? We're not going to have a video going on here,
well,
Dolly?
Tim, my fabulous intern who's dressed as a Power Ranger today. What Power Ranger are you, Tim? The Green Ranger. Oh, that's right. They go by the colors. My son is 19, so it's been a while since I've been in Power Ranger world.
Got to have a video. Got to stroke my ego, you know.
So Ronnie B. Elvis is in the house because we are going to be celebrating Elvis this Sunday.
Correct.
What's this Sunday? What's special about this Sunday?
Well,
this is
it's up for debate as far as people out there, but this is supposed to be the passing of Elvis
Of your death?
No, I can't quite put my finger on that.
Yeah, well, Elvis is still alive, folks, and he's here in the Dolly McCarthy Show studios. And I'm here to tell you, he's alive and looking good. So what decade were you wearing this look? What is this look? Describe it to us.
This particular jumpsuit's it's a jumpsuit, number one. Oh,
did he wear it when he was the flying Elvis when they jumped out of the airplane?
I have no idea about it.
Did you wear that? Okay.
Nonetheless, this is called the Pinwheel, and it was when he was doing a lot of his Vegas shows.
Pinwheel. It looks awesome.
Something on my leg, baby.
Something on my leg. Where did that come about?
He had this little snarl thing they used to do, you know, even when he was smiling sometimes. So they were doing the 68 comeback special, and he was singing, and next thing, you know, he started doing a little.
Is that a drug reaction or something?
Well, I don't know.
We need to ask the expert who's sitting next to you.
We can do that.
You know, who else is in the house? Rebecca June. She is the author of The King or a Pauper, A Story Told to Me by Elvis. Is that for real? A Story Told to You by Elvis? Help her out, Ronnie. Ronnie B. Elvis. And did the king really tell you some stories?
Yeah.
Okay, did you just turn off her mic? Let's move it closer. Tim, help me out here. Push it closer to you, Rebecca, so we can hear you. Rebecca June is in the house. She's the author, again, of this book that she sent to me. It's a really big, thick book, and it was on my summer read list. And here we are. Rebecca, I read to page 8. Look at that. That's my... Isn't that awful?
Well, you're a busy lady. Is this still on?
Anyway,
still on?
Yes, still on. You guys got to share the mic. We've got a shortage of mics this week.
I sure
am. So, Rebecca wrote this book. I thought it'd be great to have you on, an expert on Elvis. Are you? Tell us more about yourself, Rebecca, and about the book.
I'm from down south, and
where Elvis was from.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh.
And I've been writing for about 4 or 5 years. And this is the first Elvis theme book that I've done.
Oh, you got another one in the works too?
There will be 2 more after this one.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. So what are we? Obviously, you know, everybody's an Elvis fan. What made you say I'm going to write a book about him? Did you have a conversation with Elvis?
I was contacted over the internet with somebody, and they asked me to write a book for him.
Was that person Elvis? Is Elvis on the internet? Is Elvis on social media?
Should be.
Elvis!
Facebook?
The real Elvis?
Should be.
Do you guys think that Elvis is still alive? Honestly. Honest to God. Do you think he's still alive?
I do.
Really?
I plead the fifth, baby.
You know, I never cry over a celebrity death. I mean, I don't know them. You know, it's sad. But when Elvis died, I think I was, wow. Maybe what year was it that he died? 77.
I was eight.
I was just turning 8, and I cried. He was my first love, besides my daddy.
So at that particular point, you were so hurt to think that he left you, oh Dolly. You were hurt. You cried.
I did.
You really did.
I cried. Did you cry, Rebecca?
I cried.
I think the whole nation cried.
Now, wait a minute. We can't keep going on without you wearing glasses.
Okay, so Ronnie brought me a gift. Ronnie's also given me lots of gifts. And speaking of gifts, I'm going to play a gift. Today, Ronnie B. Elvis is in the studio with Rebecca June, who's the author of this new Elvis book. It's interesting. I read 8 pages of it, and I thought it was interesting.
Well, it's a 1 for the money, 2 for the show. Here to get ready, go, Dolly, go, while you're dancing with those pretty blue sweatshoes. Yeah, down the dance floor with those pretty blue sweatshoes. Go, Dolly, go.
Oh, my goodness. We just played.
Fantastic.
That was sung by Ronnie B. Elvis. Ronnie, can you sing it live?
What's that?
Your blue suede shoes. Oh, you can't hear it.
Well, it's a 1 for the money, 2 for the show. Really get ready and I go, cat, go. But don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Or you can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Or you can knock me down, step on my face, or slander my name all over the place, or do anything that you want to do. Honey, lay off those shoes, or don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Well,
I'm
a blue,
telling
blue,
you.
A blue suede shoes.
Elvis
uh-huh.
is here. Elvis is
Thank
here.
You. Thank you very much, baby.
I'm telling you, Elvis is definitely here. Ronnie, that was awesome. Ronnie B. Elvis, otherwise known as Elvis. He goes running around the country calling himself Ronnie now. And you know why we sang that song? Because I just put my feet up in the air on top of the – that sounded weird. I just put my feet up on the desk, I should say. And I found some blue suede shoes. Okay, I have to introduce everybody to Pat Lanzini. She's in the house sitting next to me. Hey, Pat, say a few words. Say hello. What did you bring today?
Oh, Dolly. I'm hanging out with Elvis too much. I brought my wonderful garlic ratatouille pasta.
Well, I'm talking about Elvis stuff. We're going to get to your garlic stuff.
Oh, for Elvis. Oh, I brought the famous peanut butter banana sandwich.
Pat is the owner of Pat's Canning, and she is here today to promote Garlic Fest in Highwood, Illinois, mm-hmm. the beautiful city of Highwood. But she heard that Elvis is going to be here, and she made peanut butter and banana. Is that still your favorite, Elvis?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Every once in a while, I get wild and throw a little bacon on.
Ooh. Now you tell us. How about some jalapeno?
That'd work.
In there. So Pat made that special for
you.
So would you all like to try some of this peanut butter
sure.
banana toasted sandwich? And right next to that peanut butter banana toasted sandwich is that's my bunny, my Energizer bunny that I got from from Elvis the other day when we did that little plug on Big Radio. Ronnie brings the Energizer bunny to me. Isn't that hilarious? Because I rarely take naps. No, I, we just keep going. There's so much to do in life. Life is good.
I have no idea how you do it, lady. I have no idea.
Let's talk about Elvis, though. This weekend, let's get back to the basics, though, first. This weekend on Sunday, that's the 16th, is that right?
Oh, yes, it is.
Wait a minute. I should have notes
here. Yes, it is. 16th.
All right, here we go.
From 5 to 9, baby.
All right, if there's any event you attend this summer, you won't want to miss this one. Hollywood Palms and the Dolly McCarthy Show present an Elvis Presley tribute on Sunday, August 16th, this is the anniversary of Elvis's supposed death. Tickets are only $25 and will include dinner, past appetizers, live entertainment featuring Ronnie B. Elvis, and a lookalike contest, raffles, and more. And Ronnie B. and I are going to sing Fever. Will you shut that little bunny up? Kidding. And so for more information or purchase tickets, you can call 630-428-5800. Oh, my gosh. My eyesight is bad. HollywoodPalmsCinema.com. Check out that for tickets. And as I said, Ronnie B. Elvis. It's, debatable. Is this the real Elvis or is this Ronnie B. Elvis?
Let's give him a taste of Fever, baby.
Okay, so Ronnie, there's going to be a whole lot of shaking going on at this party. And Ronnie wants me to sing Fever. We're going to sing Fever on Sunday?
Yeah, we are.
We should practice. We've never done
That's
this.
True, we
haven't done it since the Academy Award party.
That's
when we
right.
did it with Mancow.
That's right. Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, darling, you give me fever. Yeah, so hard to bear. You give me fever.
Fever all through the night. Is that right?
Yeah,
the line?
Well, we can start in the morning. We can make you on roll to the night, baby.
What's my so keep going. I'm going to jump in with that, Steve. Uh-huh. Keep going. We're good. That sounds good. You really do sound like Elvis.
Really?
I got goosebumps there.
Honestly,
I think he's real.
Fever. Who sang it with him?
Oh, actually, he just sang it by himself.
Who? There was a girl that sang with him.
No.
Like Ann Margaret? Do I sound like Ann Margaret when I'm singing? Mm-hmm. Better, huh? Marilyn Monroe?
Oh, yeah, much better.
Oh, Rebecca, there's one for you. You going to work on a Marilyn Monroe book next? No.
Oh,
we're
no,
just Elvis people.
That's off the picture, baby.
You have hair like Priscilla Presley when she was married to Elvis. Okay, so tell us more about the book. So Elvis came to you on Facebook and said, can you do my book?
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Seriously, did that really happen? You were kind of beating around the bush there. I figured it out. It was Elvis, huh? You won't answer.
King or Pauper story told me by Elvis.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, how did that happen?
How did that happen?
Uh-huh.
Put the mic.
I was on Facebook, and I was contacted by a person, and they asked me to write the book for them. And
it's a person, huh?
A person.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
what were you supposed to put in this book? Tell us
the
about the
story.
Book. Okay, tell us what's the story? What's this all about?
What's it all about? It's basically the story of his life and what's happened and what did happen.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of things in there that, you know, you don't expect to see.
Yeah.
You know, when you read it.
You know what, I always was puzzled about the whole drug use thing, because he was such a good Christian boy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't he? He was a good Southern boy.
Yes.
So why then the drugs? Is it because the people around him wanted him to just keep going because they were making so much money, so they gave him these drugs, and he thought they were, because they were prescribed, that it was okay? Is that
right.
How it happened?
Yeah.
Well, obviously,
happened.
That's how it happened.
Yeah.
And then he just got addicted, and it just spiraled out of control.
Right.
And then one day he said enough, and he became Ronnie B. Elvis.
I'm
kidding.
A lot of work.
So let's talk about more about the book. Tell us what the book, you know, what's in the book. For those of us that haven't had a chance to read it past page 8, my apologies.
It's We want the readers to decide if it's real. It's up to the reader to decide if it's fact or fiction.
Mm-hmm.
And you go through, you start at the beginning, and it's like, you know, I don't know, you know, what's this? And then you get to the part where, you know, it's common knowledge, basically. You know, a lot of people know about it. And then you'll hit another section, and I've never heard that before. And then you'll read along, and you'll hit another corner. Oh, I've never heard that before.
That was one of those I've never heard that before parts of the book.
Let's see, what's a good one? What's about a good one?
About Bub.
Oh, yeah.
About Bub.
So, Ronnie, you read the book, huh?
Cover.
Okay, good.
Cover to cover.
There's a story that I was told about him entering a contest. And
what kind of contest? Singing contest?
A singing contest.
Okay.
And everybody at the place said, yeah, you're not going to win. Bubba's going to win. And he's like, you don't know that. And yeah, he's going to win.
How old was he, Elvis?
Not really sure.
Okay.
So everybody, you know, was, no, Bubba's going to win. He got all upset. No. You know, Bubba's going to win. No, he's not. You know, how do you know this? Well, sure enough, Bubba won, because Bubba owned the place.
All right. So tell us some things about Elvis that most people don't know. Is it true that he really likes these peanut butter banana sandwiches?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Tell us something that we wouldn't know. A couple things, maybe.
I have to think on that.
Or how about just tell us something about the book that you want, you know, listeners to hear. Why should we get this book?
If you're an Elvis fan, you have to read it, because it's an amazing story, and, you know, it answers questions that have been unanswered for a very long time.
Well, I look forward to reading the rest of the pages after page 8. There's 300 and some odd pages on this book. Wow. I'm looking forward. Really, I am looking forward to reading this. Okay. Well, it's called The King or a Pauper, A Story Told to Me by Elvis, by Rebecca June. Rebecca June, thanks for coming in the studio.
Five stars.
Now, while you're sitting there, and I'm going to be talking to Pat here, Pat Lanzini from Highwood, who's going to be going for Miss Garlic at the Garlic Fest in Highwood. She's wearing her tiara. She's wearing the garlic. Is there garlic attached to that tiara? And Ronnie B. Elvis is in the house. So while we're talking, if you think of anything that people, most people don't know about Elvis, you just cut right in. Because this whole show is, you know, it's a good show, I call it. And you know what's good? Elvis. Elvis lives on.
Yeah.
Whether he's dead or alive, I don't know the answer. Some people think he's alive still. Some people think he's gone.
You know.
But I don't care whether he's alive or dead. He still lives on. His spirit lives on. Can't hear you, Ronnie B. You're going to get in the mic. Ronnie's talking over there without a mic.
Yeah, well, anyhow, it doesn't necessarily get to the point where they're telling you in that book, or she is, if he is or if he isn't, you get to the point where you think, you know, maybe that 80-year-old man is really sitting back and doing this and doing that. And, you know, he might have got a little tired with what was going on. Mm-hmm. So he had a little special way of making exit stage left. Pull the Zorro type deal, Houdini, you know?
You know, Ronnie B., you look very good for your age.
Wow.
Come on, you not be 80.
Yeah, how do you like that
face? You must have got a lot of Botox and a few facelifts, Elvis. You're looking good. So anyway, Ronnie B. Elvis is in the house. He's going to be at the Hollywood Palms this Sunday with me.
With you?
We're going to do his Elvis tribute party. It's almost sold out. There's a few tickets left.
Good.
Ronnie B. Elvis is going to be performing. I'm going to sing Fever with him. I got my lines down. You give me fever. And so it's going to be a really good time on Sunday. So get your tickets. $25. That's cheap.
Oh, yeah.
But here's the best part about it.
30 songs.
That'd be awesome. 30. Wow. Yeah. The best part about it is not only just seeing you, Ronnie B. Elvis, is that all the proceeds are going to go to the
Ronald McDonald House. Yeah.
And we're asking everybody to bring a teddy bear. Can you sing some of that teddy
bear
song?
Sure, I can do that for you. Baby, let me be your loving teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck. Leave me anywhere. Won't you let me be? Won't you let him be? Oh, your teddy bear.
We're asking everybody, love it. We're asking everybody, please bring a new teddy bear. And we're going to donate those to the Ronald McDonald House to all the kids. Isn't that awesome?
It's a wonderful, wonderful charity.
Hey, everybody. It's David Lee Murphy, and you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, y'all. This is Craig Wayne Boyd, and you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, this is Court Carpenter. You are listening to the most beautiful, wonderful, and amazing woman ever,
ever,
the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, it's Chris Daughtry. Mark your calendar for Labor Day weekend. Saturday, September 5th, we'll be rocking the main stage at the Naperville JC's Last Fling. Get your tickets now at lastfling.org.
All right. Yes, the Dolly McCarthy Show is sponsoring the entertainment stage at the Last Fling. So we're very proud to be a part of that. And we invite you over there that weekend. There's going to be a country night, too, on Sunday. Saturday, there's this contest, Singing with the Fling. It's kind of like The Voice. Wouldn't that be awesome if Elvis showed up to The Voice?
Oh, yeah?
Have you ever gone over there, Ronnie B. Elvis?
No.
You should put that on your agenda. So we're going to have a voice contest. It's going to be a really fun weekend. And Daughtry, of course, you just heard Daughtry. He's going to be there. I love Daughtry. So big festivals coming up, Last Fling, Labor Day weekend, Naperville JCs, speaking of festivals, so big festival coming up in Highwood, Illinois. Pat Lanzini is here, my number one doll face. If you follow me on Facebook or Twitter, you know this gal. She's a fun-loving lady who's running around with my mugs everywhere,
taking these mug shots. I've seen a lot of those shots, yeah. You're all over the place with that mug.
Pat, thanks so much for coming to the show. So Pat is coming because... Or here, not only to make Elvis some peanut butter and banana sandwich, but she's brought some garlic treats because Garlic Fest in Highwood's coming up. Tell us about that.
Well, Garlic Fest is next Wednesday, the 19th, right in downtown Highwood, Everett's Park. It's an evening from 4 to 9, so there's no excuse not to come. And it's everything garlic. Highwood's going to be turning into Stinkwood because it's just going to be vapor of garlic. And we have a ton of food vendors. I mean, anything that from... my wonderful garlic ratatouille to garlic ice cream.
Garlic ice cream!
Yeah,
have you tried the garlic ice cream?
I have.
Did you bring some garlic ice cream? No, you didn't. What you got in that bag there, a bag of treats?
Oh, I brought you my garlic ratatouille, and I brought you spaghettini, which is a spaghetti panini. And I'll feature that at the Garlic Fest.
And that's loaded with garlic.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously.
It is.
Are you gonna can we taste some now?
Oh, yeah.
Let's dig in. Tim, will you help Pat with this food?
You got any garlic on those peanut butter and
How long has Highwood been doing Garlic Fest?
It's the fifth year.
Oh, for 5 years now. Yeah. Who came up with that? Let's do a garlic fest. I mean, there's you got a pumpkin fest in Highwood.
Mm-hmm. That's in October.
And you know, there's rib fest. There's hot dog fest. There's all kinds of festivals. I've never heard of a garlic fest.
Oh, it's a stinking good time.
So the whole town stinks. Your pumpkin fest in Highwood is a blast. I went last year. I think the Dolly McCarthy Show is going to be sponsoring that.
I think so.
We're working on something. But garlic fest next Wednesday. And how many vendors are going to be there with all kinds? There's going to be a lot of garlic food, right? It's all about food made with garlic.
Oh, garlic drinks.
Right? And garlic drinks.
There's a garlic infused Bloody Mary, which is Blue Vodka is our sponsor. And
didn't you guys just have a Bloody Mary fest too?
Yeah, so okay. 2 weeks ago.
Boy, they know how to party in Highwood.
Party down.
Boom, boom, boom. Bloody Mary is a girl I love. Oh, no, wait a minute. I love Dolly.
Good answer there. Good call there, Ronnie B. Ronnie B. Elvis in the house, and you should see this man. Tim, do we have a picture of him? We got to tweet this out. Look at this guy in this jumpsuit. Looking good there, Elvis. How much does it cost him like that cost?
Papa James, a couple grand.
Couple grand.
Sure.
Couple gigs, that takes care of it, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Ronnie, you do weddings and parties and all that jazz.
The green rose. I rock it, baby.
I remember when you came to the Dolly McCarthy Show party. Thank you for that. That was a really fun time when you sang to me.
I had a ball.
We had a blast.
Thank you for inviting me.
So getting back to Pat Lanzini, she came all the way from Highwood. And Pat is my number one doll face. Thank you, Pat, for all the mug shots. She travels all around the Chicagoland area and doesn't go anywhere without that mug. People now ask her, where's that mug?
It's in my bag
right
now.
She's all over the place with it.
She's got it with her. All right, so Garlic Fest, is there a charity? Why do you guys have all these different, like, Bloody Mary Fest, Garlic Fest, Pumpkin Fest?
There's not one for Garlic Fest.
Just like the party.
This one's strictly garlic and a whole lot of fun. Mm-hmm. But we do have a lot of, you know, charity or, you know, fundraisers. And like the Bloody Mary Fest, all the proceeds for that went to Jordan's Corner, which helps challenge young kids and adults. Mm-hmm.
And the Pumpkin Fest is for children with autism.
Autism.
I love that. That's great.
And,
at Garlic Fest. You have a garlic queen, right? There's a garlic princess, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot about garlic fest. Even though I can't make it because I'm working Wednesday. But if you are not working, this is definitely a party to go to wrap up the summer. Look at Ronnie B is chowing down on the banana.
When are you never working, Dolly?
Ah. So let's vote. Let's see. Pat, I think you're going for Garlic Queen?
Yeah.
I think you got it in the bag. You got it this year, girlfriend.
I hope so. This is why I have the tiara now. I'm practicing.
Is the garlic attached to that tiara there?
Tomorrow there will be. I'm having some more.
You just put on the garlic perfume. You smell good. You don't smell like garlic. Although I do, as an Italian myself, I love the smell of garlic.
Yeah, forget about it.
I'm Italian, no problem, okay?
That's like this, baby. Where you
right, so where's the garlic food? I keep looking around for the garlic food that you brought.
Where is it?
Where is that?
Over there.
Let's dig into that. And you brought something here. This green stuff.
Okay. So we have a lot of garlic-infused drinks, like I told you about the garlic-infused vodka for the Bloody Marys.
Mm-hmm.
But this comes from Isaac and Moshi. It's a wonderful little store in Highwood. And this is his healthy green drink. And this is made with cactus, kale, spinach, pineapple, cucumber, orange juice, honey, aloe, and, of course, garlic.
Aloe.
Bunch of bunny
food. Keeps your skin
soft. Bunch of bunny food except for that garlic.
This will put hair on your chest, Elvis, let me tell you.
All right.
Put more hair on your chest.
So are you going to taste that? What is it?
This is for you.
It's green. All right. Let's try it.
It's all good.
And while I'm tasting this, Ronnie B. Elvis is in the house, and he brought me a gift. Ronnie, what are these? Are these really glasses? What are these?
They're sanctioned. They're sanctioned by Graceland. They're his TCB lavender shade glasses. And you look beautiful. Somebody get a picture. There you go.
We got to get a shot with you on these.
Well,
they're tinted purple. Oh. Elvis had cataracts, right? Glaucoma. What did
glaucoma. It's in the book. It's really in the book. I mean, there's all kinds of great stuff.
Read the book.
Really, you know, that kind of book there, you can't really just tell too much about it because it comes up with all these little left turn, right turn type deals.
You're
wondering.
I love them. Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much.
I'm going to wear these on Sunday with my blue suede shoes.
There you go. And I'm your number one doll face, baby.
You're my number one male doll face.
There you go.
I have the king and queen of the Dolly McCarthy Show right here in the studio. And this is really, truly, they are the king and queen. Pat is going to be crowned the queen of garlic. Oh, look at the yellow bird out the window. I think that's Elvis. That's Elvis. Look at that. Rebecca. That is Elvis.
What is that? Is that a fish?
He's come to the studio to say a yellow finch. I've never seen one besides in a cage. That's a sign. And look at his, he's got like black feather around his eyes. Oh, he just flew away. Thank you. Bye, Elvis. Anyway, here's the funny thing. We've got the king of the show, who's really the king.
Mm-hmm.
Ronnie B. Elvis here.
Sweet talking me, baby. That's what you're doing.
And the queen of the Donnie McCarthy show right here is going to really be the queen of Garlic Fest. I love it.
And then we have the author right here.
And we've got Rebecca June, the author of the Elvis book. And I've got the Green Power Ranger in the studio. This is out of control.
Great.
As I'm drinking my green garlic drink. This is actually pretty good. Okay, tell me again what's in here.
It has spinach, kale, cucumber, pineapple.
Which is, what spinach kale do for you?
Oh, it's high in antioxidants.
Okay.
And everything in there is just a natural cleanser. So
if I drink this whole thing,
you're gonna
I'd be stuck in the bathroom the rest
no.
of the day.
Oh, Lord Almighty. Would have heard never.
This is actually really tasty.
Yeah.
Okay, this has been sitting out. Do I have to keep this refrigerated?
Yeah, ideally.
Okay. I'm gonna sip this all day long. This is really good.
Yeah.
Now I'm tasting the garlic.
It's a background taste.
It doesn't hit you right away.
It doesn't
hit you right. It's sweet. And then you get that aftertaste of the garlic.
Who made this honey and garlic go together?
Thank you, too. Tell me again.
Isaac from Isaac and Moshi.
Isaac. Here's to Isaac, everybody.
Hey,
cheers.
Isaac. What's up, man?
He's got to get some Dolly McCarthy mugs. So thanks for the glasses, too, the sunglasses, the Elvis glasses.
Oh, yeah.
They're not really sunglasses, right? They're what he wore.
Believe it or not, those were his reading glasses from what I never met the man.
But it's in the book?
No, not in that book. Those were his reading glasses once he got glaucoma. He had the other, the ones with the porthole, little holes on the side. And then he had the ones with the TCB right by the bridge of the nose.
Okay.
Those I've read up on, and those are supposed to be his reading glasses.
Or else. All right, I got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
I said hello. Darling. I said hello. Darling. What's up, girl? Yeah. She's bringing the news. I said hello. Dolly looking swell. Dolly, so nice to have you back where you belong. Dolly. Hello.
The Healing Field of Honor will be returning to Naperville November 6th through the 12th. American flags will once again be proudly displayed on Rotary Hill as they unite as a community to remember and honor the men and women of the U.S. military. Isn't that peanut butter banana sandwich pretty good?
Yeah, it was a nice time to ask me, Dolly.
This year, yes, he's got a mouthful. How did you try some, Pat? This year marks the beginning of the U.S. Department of Defense Vietnam War 50th Anniversary Commemoration Program to thank, honor, and highlight the service of the armed forces during the Vietnam War. The Naperville Committee will pay tribute to veterans of this era with 50 years of healing, which will include special programs and the inclusion of a replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. The wall, a replica, will be there, not to be missed. The proceeds from this memorial will go to the Alan J. Lynch Medal of Honor Veterans Foundation. So don't want to miss that. Hey, you know what? We're going to do a shout out to the Hollywood Palms Theater in Naperville. You know, you could go there, watch a movie, check out the bar before the movie, order food during the movie. It's a great place, comfortable seating. I love it. That's where I go to watch my movies. And here's the best part about this place is they give back. And on Mondays, veterans have benefits too, and they receive free admission on Mondays. And don't forget, there's tickets still available for this weekend's tribute to Elvis. Just go to HollywoodPalmCinema.com.
I love that room. Mine's really the jungle room, baby.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of really cool movie-themed rooms. And I'm not sure which room we're going to be in on Sunday, but
that one we did with Mancow, that was the Shrine Theater?
Shriners?
I don't know what it was, some kind of rainforest thing?
All right, I'm going to do a shout-out to the Naperville Moms Network, Back to School. Next week, my kids are going back to school on Wednesday. And the Naperville Moms Network, they throw a great party. Back to school barbecue is Saturday, September 12th from 12 to 4 at the Aramore.
Two of those little girls are taller than you, Mama.
Yeah, they were wearing heels, Ronnie B's referring to. A wedding, my niece's wedding was this past weekend, and I took a picture with the girls, and the two older ones were taller than me. But you should have seen the heels they were in. All right, well, so this barbecue is September 12th. Check it out on, Naperville Moms Network.com. There you go. And it's going to be at a beautiful farm and polo club in Oswego, Illinois. So pack your picnic, head to the farm, and get ready. Oh, they're going to have games, music, bounce house, crafts. You bring the whole family to this one.
Huh.
Back to school time. What better way to do it than kick it off with a fun barbecue and enjoy your family and time. There we go.
There you go.
You're listening to the Molly McDarthy Show.
Yeah, that's not right.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll.
This is the last time this year. So let me hear you. Good and loud. All right, Gary. A one. A two. A three. Hey, me out to the
there you were watching because you were posting it like right now.
That's my buddy Harry Carey singing. God rest his soul.
God love him.
Holy moly. Pat Lanzini is in the house. Ronnie B. Elvis is here. Rebecca June, author of a new book about the king, is here. And we are having a party. Of course, Pat can't go anywhere without making food. Pat, she also has a catering company, right, Pat?
Yeah,
what's the name of the catering company?
Pat's Catering and Canning.
Come on, close to some.
Pat's Catering and Canning.
Pat's Catering and Canning. We've had her canning. We've had her jellies and jams and, yeah, her strawberry jalapeno. Oh, this is for me? Tomato sauce.
Yes, that's for you.
Oh, is this tomatoes from your garden?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. And so, anyway, before I jump around, I was playing some of this Take Me Out to the Ball Game because last night the Cubs beat the Brewers. Did you see this game?
They won.
Ronnie B. Well, not only did they win, did you see how they won?
Nah, I wish it was.
Extra innings?
Super.
Walk off.
They're pulling a Hawks thing.
It was incredible. They were winning, and it was the bottom of the ninth, and the Brewers caught up, so tied the game. They went into extra innings, and it was just a nail biter until the very end, and it was Miguel. What's Miguel's last name? I'm so bad. This is bad. Miguel, walk-off, home run, and we won. It was incredible. It was just incredible. Look at you guys. They're all looking at me. We don't care, Dolly. We're Sox fans. Everybody get out of the studio now. and Tim, my intern, doesn't follow sports, but yeah. We got to go. What's Miguel? Can you Google Miguel's last name? This is terrible. It starts with an M. Starts with the letter M. Miguel, I'm not even going to say it. This is terrible. I used to know all the Cubs' names. So they beat the Brewers last night, 3-2. Incredible time at Wrigley Field. My brother was there. I was there the other night when they beat the Brewers, too. That was quite a game. Ronnie, if he keeps taking pictures. Miguel Monterio? Is that what you said, Tim?
Si.
We're talking Spanish now.
Si. I love it.
Anyway, Miguel, he was on Channel 9, and so they're interviewing him live on Channel 9. His teammates came over and dumped the Gatorade cooler over his head.
It was
almost like they won the World Series, that feeling. You know, it was just a great game. I just love my Cubs. This is going to
be
the year.
If they won, wouldn't it?
This is going to be the year when the Cubs win the World Series, and Elvis finally reveals himself at Wrigley Field.
Could be.
At the World Series. Wouldn't that be an incredible year?
If I'm there with you, baby.
I'm going. I'm there.
I'm going to let them know.
Oh, my goodness. That would just be – I got goosebumps last night watching that game. I mean, if they don't win the World Series, I was happy with that game.
Cool.
That was incredible.
Cool.
So my Cubs are going all the way this year, and Elvis is coming back. All right, Pat Lanzini's in the house. Garlic Fest. Oh, it smells like garlic in here. Heavenly. Thanks for my glasses, Ronnie B.
You're welcome.
We're all over the place today. Do I sound like a mother of five? Multitasking? Maybe I sound like a woman with ADD.
No. I didn't watch you for 5 minutes.
Thanks, Pat. All right. Well, Pat, you brought some treats. Oh, this looks good. Those paninis. What's in those paninis there? This is all for Garlic Fest. In the name of Garlic Fest, look at this. You'll do anything to be Miss Garlic, won't you? The queen of Garlic Fest.
Oh, yeah. I'm having such a ball these past few weeks, running around doing my garlic thing.
I saw you. You were on WCIU the other morning, too.
Yeah, I was.
And she, of course, brought her dolly mug and took a picture
That's
with Jeannie.
Right.
Jeannie Sparrow.
Jeannie
Sparrow. What a doll she is. Thank you for that. That was really fun. A shout out to you and me in the morning. Yeah, if you ever need a fill-in morning host, you know where to find
her. One, this gal right here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're posing for a picture. Or are you doing video?
I'm doing a video.
Kat Lanzini's here. She wants to be the queen of Garlic Fest. Make it happen, everybody. Go to her Facebook page and say, hey, Pat, you're the garlic queen. She's definitely the queen in my book because she's bringing food. This Italian gal loves food. She's feeding us. So what do you got here, Pat?
Well, this is, like I was saying, it's my garlic-infused garlic ratatouille. The vegetables are just garlic on every time. It's just, I think I put like about 10 heads of garlic when I made this. It's so good.
And a head is not like a clove.
No.
The head.
It's like 15 cloves of garlic.
Whoa.
One.
Is it that elephant garlic?
Oh, no. No. That one's just for show. That one you really don't want to eat.
Oh, okay.
Forget about it, guys.
Forget about it. Well, forget about kissing me, darling.
Garlic is so.
Your breath smells like garlic. Get over here. Okay, so what else do we have? The paninis? Let me have one of those. Those look too good. I'll tell you how. Ooh, what's in this panini? Oh, you saw.
Oh, yeah. This is spaghetti with my meat sauce on there. And then it's wrapped in provolone cheese. And then it's smashed between two pieces of nice, crusty Italian bread.
Wait, there's spaghetti in a panini sandwich here.
Yeah.
Wow, I've never had that before.
And then it's my roasted garlic butter on the outside.
This is okay, and then I dip it in what?
Not a nice thing to do to me. I have another fitting on another jumpsuit.
Yeah, you better eat.
Fantastic food.
Ronnie, there's no fat, no calories, no carbs, no sugar, no bad stuff because there's nothing but love in that. When I put love in my stuff, you don't get it out.
You sounded like my grandmother.
Let me tell you.
Okay, Pat.
Yes.
This is so good, especially with that sauce. Mmm.
Well, thank you.
You know,
you don't have to clean it back.
You know what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen? I don't know if you knew this, but okay. Instead of singing, it's now or never, be mine tonight. Just because of this food, I'm going to have to start going, oh, solo mia. You see, it's the same song.
Keep on singing some Italian stuff while I'm eating this Italian food. I'm going to have some of that garlic now.
So kiss me.
Oh, I love that song.
And hold me tight.
With my garlic all night.
We go rock and roll the house, oh yeah.
Dolly has left the building.
Oh yeah.
Keep going. It's all good.
While I'm eating, you two just take over the
Keep
show.
Keep singing, girl.
Rebecca, tell us something we don't know about Elvis.
Wait,
come on.
Wait.
None of the girls in his high school liked him. Get out.
None of the girls in his house liked him?
No,
high school.
That's that Southern hot.
No way.
Yep. He was so hot.
I know.
I mean, he...
Nobody liked him.
Because you know why?
I wish I was alive when he was in high school.
Why is that?
He was different. He wasn't like everybody else, so they steered away from him.
Hmm.
Yeah, he was. I mean, the guy was wearing pink pants. Yeah, he was. He was a different type of guy.
He was wearing pink pants?
Yeah, he'd go, to where the bluesy cats would hang out and buy the clothes that they would wear. You know, he'd have pink shirts. He'd have pants that would have a pink stripe running down them. Or... he was also an usher, you know. When he was a young man, he was an usher. So he had some trousers that were stylized with that shiny ribbon down the side. You know, he was just flamboyant. That's the word. He dressed flamboyant.
Why was he different, though?
Well, he dressed very flamboyant. He had long hair. Nobody wore long hair then. Everybody had short crew cuts. You know, the white T-shirt, James Dean type look. You know.
He had long hair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know,
so they cut it for his early movies, huh?
Yeah.
Because he had beautiful shorts.
Right.
Nice hair.
But when he was in high school, he had ducktail, you know, pompadour. Nobody was wearing that. And nobody was wearing the flamboyant clothes that he wore.
Why was he doing that?
Just because he was wanting to be himself.
Okay.
And he'd hang around with the bluesy cats, you know.
Feel free to jump in anytime, Rebecca.
the bluesy cats?
We're listening to the man himself, the king himself. But, you know, Rebecca, go ahead. Tell us.
He would also, you know, how to get the beautiful duck tail hairstyle he wore.
Mm-hmm.
He'd mix Vaseline and rose oil. You know how amazing that would smell? Rose oil.
And the women did not, like,
no.
jump at him like flies at that smell.
No.
Some around those southern gals. But then they all were like, what were we thinking? Later
probably
on?
Probably now. Yeah. Probably now.
Now, was Priscilla the love of his life?
No.
Why did he marry her then?
It was more like an arrangement that was made with her family.
Okay.
So that she could be taken care of. And
how about Anne Margaret?
Nothing ever happened.
Nothing ever happened with those two?
Nothing ever.
Why?
Because
they were just friends, and he was a gentleman.
They were just friends, and
they were really close, weren't they? Though.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they were.
Do you remember
who was
nun's
the love?
Name?
Very close.
The nun's name. She was in Elvis's first movie, and then she decided not to go Hollywood, and she
That's
became
right.
a nun. And my dad. He
nuns
asked,
don't lie. Did she have an affair with him?
Who?
The nun. What was her name?
Give me a minute.
The nun now.
But she did a documentary.
No,
we have two Elvis experts.
Yeah.
She
was in love with you.
All right, Rebecca, who was the love of his life?
I don't really
Drum
know
roll,
that.
Please.
I really don't know that.
You never asked him?
No.
Are you
I really
ask
don't
him?
Know.
Are
I might.
Gonna ask?
I might
him?
One time.
Okay, I'm going to ask you one more time. Tell us something we don't know about Elvis.
Just a wonderful person.
We knew that.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Was he a playboy?
Yes, of course.
Uh-huh.
I thought he was a good southern boy with manners.
Well, he was, but he was also...
But he was a good southern boy, baby.
Oh, boy.
Did he pick his teeth at the table?
I don't know.
Did he what?
Pick his teeth at the table.
Well, he had garlic in him, sure. Tim is dressed as a green Power Ranger. What brought that on? Because you heard it was going to be crazy in the studio today, and you might as well play the part. And I'm wearing my blue suede shoes in honor of Elvis. We miss you, Elvis, wherever you are. You should be here tasting some of Pat Lanzini's garlic dishes here. They look fantastic. We got pictures of this
Benini
stuff, right?
Is fantastic.
Whoever would have thunk? I'm Italian here, for the record, just so y'all know. And there's spaghetti on this panini.
Well, you know, my sister... She was, because I told her, I said, I want to do something really innovative for the Garlic Fest. And she said, remember when we were kids and Mom made pasta and we would have spaghetti sandwiches the next day, cold spaghetti on white bread with butter. Now, she's older than me, so she remembers this stuff better, but I don't remember that. I just know I've always liked sauce and bread. So then I just hit, my wheels just started spinning, and I said, oh, I have two panini makers. Oh, I can make panini. Oh, pasta. Oh, cheese, pasta, meat. Oh, boy, this is so good.
Anything with cheese and garlic
and
pasta.
The people in Hollywood, they love when I think of something different because, you know, in all my jars, I do funny things.
Yeah, like this strawberry jalapeno.
Mm-hmm. Pineapple habanero.
Yeah.
Oh, wine jelly.
Yep, the Chablis jelly is one of my favorites. So check out, Pat, you got a website?
Yes, I do. It's www.patscateringandcanning.com.
And Ronnie B. Elvis is taking pictures for posing. Okay,
I'm
gonna play a song.
Yeah,
Ronnie, you have another song that you're going to sing at the event Sunday?
Sure.
Ronnie B. Elvis is in the house. And Sunday is the big tribute. Take it away, Ronnie B.
Oh, well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? Well, I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting, I'm wild as a bug. I'm in love, old Dolly, Becca, and... Patty, I'm all shook up.
Garlic queen.
I say, yeah, the garlic queen is here. When I this Power Ranger over here, he's got me scared. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, he's got this spiked hair. Yes, indeed. Well, we're all here. A little peanut butter and banana mixed with some panini is the best way. Yeah. Got to come and see the show. It's all for a good cause, y'all.
Hey, this is Vanilla Ice, and you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show. Holla and pop your collar.
All right, what a fun show we've had. I hope you all at home have been enjoying yourself as much as we have. You certainly don't want to be in the studio right now because we all smell like garlic. But maybe you do. And peanut butter and banana. You know what? That sounds like a really good time. So besides eating all the garlic at Garlic Fest in Highwood, Illinois, what else can they do? Are there garlic Is there a garlic eating contest?
There should be.
I just created an event for them.
Yep.
You know, I could eat that. And there's so many antioxidants in garlic. It's good for you food. Besides eating, what else is there? And if you do go, you got to go and vote for Pat as the queen of garlic fest.
Done. It's a done. You given. Should, I'm going to do it.
I think you got to win. You're all over town. You're making some more appearances on TV. We won't name where, but you can catch it. We'll mention WCIU, the U, you and me in the morning. We mentioned that.
Nice.
And I think you're going to be on WGN pretty soon. So you can mention my buddies over at WGN. Speaking of WGN, do you know that Kids Cabaret, we're having a fundraiser for Kids Cabaret. It's a great, you might be, you should come out to it.
When's this going to be, baby?
This is October 17th. Tim, do I have the date right?
I'll put it on the calendar.
Come on out. It's going to be a fun night. That's actually Sweetest Day. So if you're looking for a date, where to take your
Sweetest. We're not going to start talking about my love life.
Mm-hmm. Who was the love of your life? Mm-hmm. You think about that. Get back to me. So if you're not doing anything for Sweetest Day, if you don't have a date, you can come and maybe mix and mingle. Why am I talking like a...
I don't know. I'm talking Italian.
So come on out to a Kids Cabaret fundraiser. It's comedy night. We've got WGN comedians, Pat Tomasulo, Anna Balaval, and Mike Toomey, who's the funniest man in Chicago, coming on. And he's coming on the Dolly McCarthy Show again.
Cool.
You know, he's been on the show before.
Cool.
But he'll be in the studio, and we'll talk to him and Candace Hernandez, who's the founder of Kids Cabaret.
What about Dean Richards?
What about Dean Richards?
Are you going to be on the show?
No. I'm on his show on Sunday morning.
I know you are. You do the traffic.
Yeah.
I love it.
Great.
Fantastic. I peek at you.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
on. Oh, yes. Yeah, maybe we'll have Dean on. We got to have Dean on one of these days and talk movies. Yeah, that's a good idea. Put him on there. He's a great guy. Anyway, so we hope you can come out. The tickets are only $25 for this. Great comedy, three great comedians, and now I'm going to put Ronnie B. Elvis on the spot. Will Elvis be in the building? Hopefully. October
17th. All right,
17th.
If you want me
there,
I'll
be there. Two shows, by the way. There's a 6:30 show and an 8 o'clock show, Tim? 8:30.
In October, I should have my black Spanish flower jumpsuit finished. It got a little snag on it. I'm going to have it, but I got the powder blue.
Yeah, okay. So
the pinwheel. And black leather.
All right, yeah. Will you
I work real well in black leather, baby.
Whoa, Tim.
I'm coming.
This is a family show, okay? All right, so we've got Rebecca June in the studio. We're talking to her about the king or a pauper.
Yeah,
a story told to her by Elvis. It's told to you by Elvis. Tell some other things that Elvis told you.
You're going to have to read the book.
Oh, Rebecca, you've got so many. This is your chance to tell us a little bit about the book.
Well, if I
she's
tell
got
you
all,
everything
she's all buttoned up.
I know.
Tell us, this is over 300 pages, this book. You
yes,
give me one little story from this book.
I already gave you a bunch
one
of
little,
stories from the book.
Give us something juicy.
But I
want to
give a
know.
Shout out to my daughter who created the cover.
Very nice.
And she did a really great job with it.
And while you're doing that, I'll do a shout out to my daughters, who I created.
And
hey, don't forget Jimmy.
And my Jimmy.
I'm
Jimbo.
Also going to be giving away two copies of it.
You are?
At the event.
Two autographed copies?
No, not autographed.
Okay, oh, by the way, you're going to be at the
be
party
yeah.
Sunday.
But
you
can
come and
autograph.
Meet the author.
Yeah.
I can autograph.
I brought my book. Can you
not
autograph my book?
I can.
Are there any plans to make this into a movie? Book?
We're hoping. That would be great. That's
gee,
what we want.
Got any ideas who you might have played a part, baby?
I don't know.
You want to play the young Elvis or the older Elvis?
All depends how I feel
you can
that
do either
day.
One.
All depends how I feel that day.
Pat, did we talk enough about Garlic Fest? What else
never
do you want to tell us
about? Garlic.
Check out Pat's website. Get some cans and jellies and jams and you do catering, too, now.
Yeah.
Can you come over to my house sometime and just cook for me?
Anytime.
I love that.
I'd love to cook for your crowd.
Oh, my goodness. My crowd. My gang.
Whoa.
Well, thank you guys for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
To the, we still have 6 minutes to kill. No, I'm kidding. We only have maybe four. This has been I don't know where to go from here now.
Dreaming me like a fool.
Come on, Pat. Plug away.
Dreaming mean and cruel. Yeah, but love me. Break my faithful heart. Tear all apart. How y'all doing, Chicago? Hell, but love me. Won't you love me? Hey, Dolly. Do you hear me?
I'm loving you, Elvis. My first love.
I spent my whole life loving you. Loving you. Just loving you. A winter, summer, springtime too. I'll be true. True to you makes no difference where you go, Dolly. Wear those blue suede shoes and think of me. Yeah, baby.
See, like right there, you have my heart. That's why everyone loves Elvis. The way he sings like that. Those words, I don't know. It's great.
Thank you. Thank you, lady.
Nice job. I just felt like Elvis was really here for a moment. He is.
I had him.
What a compliment.
You got to come out and see Ronnie B. Elvis. Be Elvis. Be himself at the Hollywood Palms this Sunday. Check it out. Rebecca June, the author of The King or a Pauper. I keep repeating this title. I think every time I say it, you got to give me $5. No, I'm kidding. So,
King or a Pauper?
Rebecca June's going to be there. You get to meet the author, get her book. She'll autograph it for you. And Pat Lanzini, are you coming Sunday? No, she's going to be recovering from her queen, her royal duties. Wednesday is after. Yeah, hello. Hello.
Wednesday, the 19th.
I think I have garlic on the brain. This whole room reeks of garlic. Matt is going to kill me. What did you do in the studio today, Dolly? We freshened it up a little bit. This is really good. So this is your tomato sauce. Mm-hmm. And what other events coming up in Highwood besides Garlic Fest?
Well, after Garlic Fest, we're going to have a couple more of our evening markets. Again, it's in the park.
Oh, you
got
to talk closer to the mic, honey.
How's that?
Here we go.
So aside from the Garlic Fest, we're still going to have a few more of our evening markets. And then we're going to be just a little bit restful for about 3 weeks because then we're really pumping up for the pumpkins.
Oh, pumping up for the pumpkins. And you guys are going to break world records with that pumpkin.
Yeah,
though, right?
Yeah. The Guinness Book of Records is coming. We're in a competition with that wonderful Keene, New Hampshire over there out the East Coast. And we're going to get them this year.
All right. So check out Garlic Fest next Wednesday. The King is going to be leaving the building soon. But before you do, can you leave us with a song?
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to that bright summer day when I kissed you, darling, and I called you sweetheart? Yeah, baby.
Oh, I love you, Ronnie B. Elvis. Thank you so much.
I love you, Dolly McCarthy.
Great to have you on the show again. Can't
Thanks
wait till
for
Sunday.
Me.
I'll be wearing my blue suede shoes. Won't you step on my blue suede shoes?
Get down, girl.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to The Good Show. It's now time to end the show on a good note. You know what I always tell you. Be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Take care of each other. And if you haven't done so already, please like The Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram now, Dolly McCarthy. And YouTube, Dolly McCarthy. Check out all those interviews we did this past summer. And more to come with musicians, Jamie Lynn Spears. Check out my interview with her when she's got this huge tarantula crawling all over her body. Right, Tim? How about that? My green Power Ranger over there.
Kind of creepy.
Tim's my intern. He doesn't have a mic today, but we'll work on that. Thanks, everybody, for listening to The Good Show. It's been a good time. Thank you, Pat Lanzini.
You.
Shout out to Highwood's Garlic Fest.
Come get stinky.
My breath smells so good. All right. We'll see y'all next week. Thanks again, Rebecca June. Check out her book and come see her over at the Hollywood Palms, a tribute party to Elvis Presley. We'll see y'all. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye now. Oh, by the way, before I end the show, I want to do a shout-out to my girl, Claire Dunn. I'm going to play one of my favorite songs. This is my favorite, brand-new favorite country artist right here. She was on the Dolly McCarthy Show a few weeks ago, but here is one of my favorite songs. Here it goes. See y'all.
Sometimes I wish you just. Well, if I told you what I'm really thinking, it might make you blush.
move on, make your move on me.
To get